This is Phoenix 98 FM.
You're live on the mic. Everyone say hello to Erica. Hello, Erica. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. I was in Dublin, actually.
Oh, was you? I went to Dublin once. I had to do everything twice.
What's that?
Because it's Dublin. Oh, so what was it? Just a nice break for the weekend?
Well, it was half-term break. Family.
Oh, nice.
You know, children, went with the children and visited some friends, and it was really nice. And it was hot, and some of them went swimming in the sea.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It was that hot?
It was that, well, I think they were just being daring anyway, but it was still pretty nice, yeah.
Did you allow them to drink Guinness in Ireland?
I had some Guinness with blackcurrant, though I cheated.
Oh, no. Yes. Naughty girl.
I know.
Did you have one of those pancake things? What do they call them? No. I've forgotten what they're called now. A box tea. That's what they're called. Box teas. They're like a pancake thing.
Right. No.
And they seem to be quite rife in a lot of the places in Dublin.
Right. No.
Yeah,
I didn't box see
teas.
Them at all.
You can have them all savoury with meat and stuff in them. Oh.
Really? Oh, I never saw that. I'll look out next time because I will go back again.
You probably guess I like my food. We're not here to talk about food. We're here to talk about apprenticeships. Is this mainly with our good friends at Anglia Ruskin University?
Yes.
So first of all, we're going to go right, strip it right back. What's an apprenticeship? What's a modern apprenticeship?
So we at Anglia Ruskin, we cover degree apprenticeships.
Okay.
So that's what I can kind of talk about. Really.
Yeah, lovely. That's absolutely fine.
So degree apprenticeships would be the same route as an apprenticeship, whereas you're working and you're learning.
Yeah.
But degree apprenticeships are a new route. So they're kind of, I guess, in a way, been added from your traditional apprenticeship, which is like a level 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Degree apprenticeships are level 6 and 7.
Okay.
Where you are... You can be in a job,
yep.
And be offered to do a degree apprenticeship.
So what's the degree? I know it's going to be, say, if you're, what would it be? What would you have an apprenticeship in these days?
So we offer, there's lots of different routes. So we do routes into nursing.
Yeah.
We have just brought out new data science degree apprenticeship.
Wow. All right, well, let's go back to nursing.
Yeah.
So it's a nursing degree. So you've if it was just an apprenticeship, you'd learn how to be a nurse.
Yeah.
Then you'd go back to your job once you've got your apprenticeship done. And then the hospital or wherever you're nursing would opt to take you on.
Yes.
Or you could go somewhere else.
Yes.
But now with a degree, you can go further within nursing than just, say, starting at the bottom.
Yes. So you're essentially getting all the skills and knowledge to get that job.
Yeah.
And you're getting that job at the same time. You're learning and you're training. But there are sort of different routes within. So, for instance, we do a degree called the Chartered Management Degree Apprenticeship.
Yeah.
You could be... an employee that is 18, 19, 20, you've just started in your career with a company, and your employee sees that you have the potential, maybe 4 or 5 years' time, to be a manager.
Right.
So they offer you a degree apprenticeship in chartered management. So you'll be learning all the skills about managing people, financial forecasting, that sort of thing. And then maybe in 4 or 5 years' time, you will be offered that management job because you have the professional qualification to go alongside it.
Okay.
Or you could offer a degree apprenticeship to someone slightly older who has been a manager, is a manager, but doesn't have a professional qualification.
Maybe. In the job that they do?
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe
they're
30, maybe they're 40.
So what is it, kind of degree is it? Is it like a B? Well, I'm saying BA as a, something like that.
Yeah, see, it's a, whatever the, what it's in. So the management degree would be a BA honours.
Yeah.
You get the science degrees, you get the nursing degrees.
Okay, so dumbing it down just for me, because I'm really slow, especially on a Monday. An ordinary apprenticeship would be like going to college.
Yeah.
But a degree apprenticeship is obviously the equivalent of going to university, because you are a university.
Yes.
Yes.
So you only go to university 6 times a year.
Right.
So you are working full-time.
Yep.
But 20%, where the apprenticeship comes in, 20% of your allocated work time is to go towards the degree apprenticeship. So that means you're learning, you're studying, you might be doing something slightly different in your job role.
Okay.
But essentially, you have to be allocated 20% of your work time to do the degree. And then there's workshops that will run at Anglia Ruskin. So we have campus at Cambridge, Chelmsford, Peterborough, London.
Okay.
So whichever one your company is allocated, you know, within.
So it's all around East Anglia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you would go and do your workshops. Generally, the workshops may be based on what your next assignment's going to be. Some of the degree apprenticeships do differ slightly, like we do a quantity surveying degree apprenticeship where you will have to attend more workshops per year.
Right.
And similar with the nursing routes. But generally it's 20% of your work time is allocated to doing that.
Do you do a degree in radio?
No.
My friends just put up, he said, are you doing an apprenticeship at Phoenix?
No. Brilliant. It has to kind of be work related. You
this
have to
is
be
a
doing
job.
The job, what you're doing. So yeah, radio would be great, but you think it's kind of it's a desirable job as well, so you might not offer it as a degree apprenticeship, I don't know.
I mean, it's some people just find it natural to sit behind a microphone and talk and play music and be funny.
Mm.
Some people want to do it, want to try it, but don't know if they could do it. But the people that are natural at it, that maybe wants to progress to, say, radio management sales and stuff,
I
wouldn't know what to do.
No.
If one of the bosses come up and said, oh, do you fancy joining the sales team while you're not on air, I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah, sure.
I've been a salesman, but I wouldn't know where to start. So that, I think that would be quite handy within broadcasting and radio, not just radio, but it'd be broadcasting as well. So you've got a wider spectrum.
Yeah.
There's a new course for you already. I won't charge you for that idea. So how do people apply for this?
So again, there's lots of routes to applying. You can either be currently working for an employee and they may offer as part of your training development degree apprenticeships.
Okay.
We also do master apprenticeships. So again, it would be about seeing what development plans there are on offer. Or you could go and find your own job and then ask your employee if you could do a degree apprenticeship, as long as it's relevant to the job role you're doing. You know, many companies will sponsor this because there's a new legislation that came out in 2017 that big companies that have over £3 million payroll have to pay into an apprentice levy.
Right.
So there's money to be spent on apprenticeships, and if they don't use that levy pot within 24 months, the first month that the government, unfortunately, the Skills Funding Agency will take that pot away, that month's spend.
Okay.
So companies now, because it's coming around that 2-year mark in April, are seeing, we need to develop this. We need to look into offering more of our employees apprenticeships.
So you don't have to be, I'm going to do with air quotes here, an apprentice. You just have to be in employment. You don't, because back in the day, before YTS came along, youth training scheme for those millennials, there was apprenticeships where you went in at the ground level and you were taught everything to a certain skill.
Sure, yeah.
And you went to college to get a certificate in what you've done, a city and guild, so to speak.
Yeah.
So this kind of apprenticeship is basically you can be in the job that you've been doing for 3-4 years, 2 years, something like that.
It's so wide. So you can, as I say, you could be in the company and you could be offered, because it's part of their training development, so you could be an inspiring manager in 4 or 5 years' time, so they offer you the degree apprenticeship. Or you could be already a manager. You could be wanting to develop yourself and maybe, like we do digital marketing.
Okay.
You might have done a marketing degree, but you never did digital marketing. Now we know digital marketing is really, really popular. So the thought of... So offering that alongside your job, doing digital marketing degree, kind of it blends with your work anyway.
Yeah.
So it can be offered that, or it can be offered as a new recruitment. So a job is advertising for, like, for instance, we have a role at the moment, a business executive role, a new job, 16 to 23,000, plus you get your degree apprentice in the charter management degree apprentice offered.
Yeah.
So you can use it, and it's a great way of attracting new members of staff or new employees to job roles, because you're offering them a degree apprenticeship, so that person sees they're getting a degree for free.
Yeah,
they're not having to pay 27,000 over 4 years,
of course,
and they're getting a job and they're getting paid.
So it's really encouraging more people to get back into work and to better themselves while they're in their job, so they can progress. Because a lot of people feel they're stale, and some people feel they're stale in a job where they are, and that, that there isn't any progression because maybe they just left school with CSEs or very low GCSEs, and they just don't feel that they can go any further because they got this job more on their merits than on their... But there's a lot more people that... employees these days that want degrees or that want more qualifications, don't they?
Yes.
I mean, to even to be a shelf stacker, you need basic maths, English, and I think history or something. I've got a couple more questions. I'm going to play a song. I've got a couple more questions before we let you go. I'll talk about you, talk about them off air, and make sure I'm not going to hit you with anything untoward. But I'm going to play a song, the Oscar winning song from last night at the Oscars. Did you see the Oscars last night?
No, I didn't. Right.
I put them on, and guess what?
Fell
asleep.
Oh, no.
Laid out on the sofa. That sofa is like a giant sleeping tablet you don't have to take.
Right.
You know, I can
That's why you bought it.
I can sit there. Oh, it's a sofa. I can sit there all night long watching telly. Go lay down, head down one side, feet up, telly on. That's it.
That's
gone.
That's why you bought it.
So I didn't watch the Oscars in the end. But I saw it on the news today. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
They got the Oscar for Shallow. I haven't even said anything, I'm getting a cheer. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, Shallow, the award-winning song from, the Oscar award-winning song from last night's Oscars. It's 19 minutes to four. I'm here with the lovely Erica Mitchell from Anglia Ruskin University. We are talking about degree apprenticeships this afternoon. Are you feeling a bit more comfortable now? You're settled?
I do. Yeah. After you gave me a donut, thank you.
That's all right. Pleasure. I like to look after my guests. So what kind of degree apprenticeships are there? Are there lots?
Yeah, I mean, all universities cover different degree apprenticeships, but at Anglia Ruskin University, we are one of the forefront universities of the country with one of the most degree apprenticeships. We offer several nursing routes. We offer civil engineering and building surveying. We offer a new degree apprenticeship that starts in September, which is a data scientist degree apprenticeship. IT solutions with cyber security. A new one that's starting in September will be digital marketing. So anybody that studied the traditional marketing degree that wants to top it up doing digital marketing is a good route. We offer, as mentioned before, a management degree.
Yeah.
And now a master's in senior leadership.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So what's the criteria for the individual to apply for this or be qualified for this degree? How are they eligible for it?
So it really depends on their age. I think if they're under 24, then you would need the traditional GCSE C or above English and maths.
Okay.
And then you would need A-levels. Depending on the degree, there's different criteria. You know, you'd either need your apprenticeships levels or NVQ or A-levels. But if you're over 24 and maybe you worked from 16 or 18 and you've worked your way up a little bit, your work experience can actually be, you know, included. Or what we do is we look at your work experience, we look at your CV, see what experience you've got, and the course tutor may interview you on the phone and listen and see if they think you're capable of going on to the degree with not maybe necessarily having the A-levels or the you know, secondary education.
So they take it on the merit of the job that you're actually in at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did we talk about ages? Is there an age limit?
No age limit. No,
oh, wow.
we've got such a mixture of ages. As mentioned before, we do the senior leadership masters, which I would say mainly appeals to anyone that's been working in senior management for quite a few years. So at the moment, we've got a lot of head of departments, head of years, especially in the school industry and the college industry. We've had a lot of interest from headmasters, headmistresses, all wanting to apply onto our new course that starts in September for senior leadership. And it's only a 2-year course.
Okay.
And of course, the apprenticeship levy in schools and colleges, it's paid for. So it's very appealing.
So it just benefits an individual person, doesn't it? I mean, and it also benefits the employer as well. Did you say if you're under 24, they don't pay any national insurance?
Yeah, so that if an organisation employs an apprentice who's under 24, they won't pay any national insurance for them for the duration of their course.
So it practically pays for the course, then?
So, it does pay for the course, yeah.
And what is your speciality in all of this? What do you...
I'm the business consultant for the Chartered Management degree.
Right.
And the Senior Leadership Masters. We do have another degree coming out, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to disclose that information yet.
Do we not get an exclusive while you're here?
I don't know. I didn't ask my manager if I could say about it.
Oh, that's a shame.
So, no, I think I should be able to. It's a supply chain degree,
right?
Apprenticeship. So hopefully that's going to start in September.
What's a supply chain degree?
Well, I'm still learning myself. So anything to do with supply chain, so your logistic companies, basically.
Okay, yeah.
Big companies that have logistics to sort out. So it's going to be somebody there is a supply chain degree already at Anglia Ruskin University, but you can do this whilst working. So you might not necessarily have done that degree, but you're working in supply chain.
Right.
So you get the opportunity to do it whilst working. So I think it's going to tick a lot of boxes.
Yes, that does sound like it's going to tick a lot of boxes.
Yeah.
And how do people get in touch with either you or Anglia Ruskin to say, I want to do this, or I'm an employer and I want to provide this for my workers?
Yeah, so they can... obviously go on our website and look up degree apprenticeships. We have our own, you know, dedicated webpage. And on there's current vacancies that people can apply for. And if you're interested in wanting to look, you know, offering degree apprenticeships, then to give us, you know, we're all individual consultants that consult on all the different degrees.
Yeah.
But to give us, you know, send us an email or call up. We have a dedicated phone line, which our department is Degrees at Work. And you can inquire that way.
Do you know the number off the top of your head?
No, I don't.
And obviously...
You can email me if you're interested in the Chartered Management or Senior Leadership Masters, which is erica.mitchell@anglia.ac.uk.
erica.mitchell@anglia.ac.co.uk.
Oh, God, you've confused me now. anglia.ac.uk.
Sorry, that's it. Well, this will go up on the blog. People will be able to hear it all over again, so they can rewind the information as much as they like to get it right. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. You can come in anytime. Let us know of any new degrees and stuff. It's always a pleasure to have someone come in and enjoy the donuts as well.
Thank you.
And you're not afraid of radio now, are you?
No, not at
well
all.
Done. No, thank you very much. Cheers, Erica. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.